Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 17th, 2023 from Proverbs chapter 14, Personality Proverbs, verse 14. The backslider in heart will be filled with the fruit of his ways, and a good man will be filled with the fruit of his ways. Okay, now this proverb gives us that both comparison and contrasts of the people will be filled with the fruit of their ways. So what's the difference? It's a matter of the heart. As Christians, the gift of faith through the Holy Spirit keeps our focus upon Jesus. So faith does indeed change our heart, which then also changes the fruit of our ways. Verse 15. The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. In today's world, I'd probably rephrase this or paraphrase this parable by saying, don't believe everything you see and hear on the internet nor the media. As Christians, we should be very discerning and take care of our words and of our actions. This idea seems to carry over into the next proverb, verse 16. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. Christians are called by God into his family, to which we want to say, amen. The response of the Christian, besides saying amen, is also to avoid evil, because evil is doing the opposite of what God wants, and evil is always trying to entice us away from God. But the fool doesn't care about avoiding evil, because the fool is not in a relationship with God. Verse 17, a man of quick temper acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hatred. With this parable, proverb, you can say there are like two different types of fools. One who acts without thinking, and the other one who acts with thinking. That is, for the purpose and planning of deception. Both are opposed to God, but there is a greater punishment to those who are planning and devising the evil. Verse 18. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. So let's look at the inheritance. For the simple, it is folly. But for the prudent, those who believe and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they inherit eternal life in paradise with God and are crowned with righteousness. Verse 19. The evil bow down before the good, the wicked at the gates of the righteous. So, when will the evil bow down before the good? On the last day, the day of judgment. Christ will make them bow down to reaffirm to the wicked that these people are Christians, God's chosen people. And yes, it will be at the gates of the righteous, so to speak. So, this proverb is prophetic because it will not be realized here on earth, but will happen when we have the last day. Verse 20, the poor is disliked even by his neighbor, but the rich has many friends. This proverb is very obvious in today's world, but we and everyone in this world need to remember that the poor are cherished by God. This proverb is also a good teaching point for those with wealth, because the number of friends won't get you into paradise. But God's gift of faith is the key. So as Christians, we should remember the poor because God does cherish them. And the next proverb continues this line of thought. Verse 21, whoever despises his neighbor is a sinner, but blessed is he who is generous to the poor. God creates all people, so as Christians, we should never despise anyone. For when we do, we are sinning because God cherishes all people and does not forget the poor. And as Christians, neither should we. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.